This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I mean, the way they decided to deplatform Alex Jones was highly subjective, very interpretive, and I've seen far worse conduct. I mean, for example, the Covington case, you had a prominent Hollywood figure show an image of saying the Covington kid should have to go through a shredder and be killed. You had Reza Aslan calling for him to be punched in the face.
Yeah.
Nothing was done about that. And yet, Alex Jones posts something that's just a funny video, and they're like, oh my goodness, we have to get rid of Alex Jones.
Okay, so I want to spend a whole bunch of time on Covington, because I think actually that was the moment that this shifted, and maybe at a legal sense it crystallized in my mind a little bit more. That's actually when I reached out to you,
because
I saw you just going for it, and I thought, okay, this is a conversation we have to have. But let's talk about Jones for a minute. So Jones, so you've done some defense work with Jones.
Yes, I'm representing Alex Jones in InfoWars, and now his outside general counsel on all these legal matters.
So you represent him across the board on all of these things. So I guess my first question is, what's it like when Alex Jones, you know, knocks on your door or calls you up?
You know, he's a very animated guy, very nice guy, very open, very sincere. What was fascinating is from the get-go, he was saying 90% of what they're saying about me isn't the case. He's like, I would defend this on free speech and free press grounds anyway, but what they're actually saying, I said, I didn't say. I never attacked these families. I never went after these families. I never told people to go to their families' homes. None of that.
Yeah, so and this is, that stuff specifically is about the Sandy Hook.
Exactly, the Sandy Hook case. And so that they took a Media Matters video and assumed that's what I said, and it wasn't really. And they took most of that out of context and didn't put in that I had corrected the record a long time ago. And so part of it was, you know, very nice guy, actually very friendly guy, very accessible guy, even more so than Snipes. He gets mobbed when he goes out in public with people wanting selfies and that sort of thing. And he doesn't act like the Jaguar did with the lady. He's very nice and sociable and friendly. So he runs a, you know, nice small business enterprise, you know, access TV to talk radio to internet. And he's intended to be the poster boy of their deplatforming campaigns. What I told the press is this case really isn't about Alex Jones. It's about the ability of the independent press to operate. Will lawfare be discriminately or disparately used against ordinary individuals in the same way that deplatforming is happening already in the big tech space? And so are we going to protect the little guy or not? And Alex Jones, they figured, would be the convenient. They would sort of create a parody of him, a caricature of him, that they could get the public to believe, make the audience feel bad if they watch him.
Mm-hmm.
May feel guilty to be associated or attached with him. I mean, as soon as my representation was announced, and another lawyer, Norm Pattis, big old school civil rights lawyer in Connecticut. I think he still has a ponytail. I mean, he's old school.
Yeah.
He had friends and family members that are connected to what happened at Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
So he immediately wanted to be involved in the case. As soon as he was, Huffington Post writes a hit piece on him. They don't talk about a civil rights legacy. They don't talk about any of that. The whole thing is intended to smear him and to send a message that if you're a lawyer and you dare defend Alex Jones, we're going to try to destroy your reputation in the public space. And that's exactly the problem that needs to be fixed and remedied.
Yeah, so related to Jones specifically, I mean, one of the things that I thought was most incredible, I forget the exact order of it, but basically within 48 hours, all the platforms took him down.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, is that you guys truly are calling each other and coordinating it, or is it that you're all sort of cowards, somebody breaks the ice and now you're just followers? And I don't know that it matters either way, right? It probably doesn't matter either way. But what I thought was, okay, it doesn't even matter what he has said, short of breaking an American law, in my opinion. The real issue here is that if he can't be on there, then why is Farrakhan on there? I'm not making a direct comparison to them. Why is Hamas on there? We could do a zillion other things, you know.
The disparity is obvious and evident. There are people who said far worse things that just happen to have a different ideological, intellectual perspective. You know, even if you took all the accusations against them at face value, and 90% of them are not true, and that's your typical smear campaign. The conservative, or the person on the right, or the person on the independent anti-war left, will often be attacked and smeared. 90% of what's said about them is not true. But even if it was true, what the other side has said is usually far worse and far more egregious and far more excessive. And it's the obvious disparate treatment. They're using their concentrated power to, and including their lawfare power, mm-hmm. to effectively wipe out the little guy so that only the big guy's voice is heard. And ultimately it's about the audience. Because Alex Jones is still going to talk. It's just, can the audience hear him?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about their right to choose. Their right to choose what news they want to look at, what views they want to have, how they filter information.
getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
March 14th, 2019. We are right in the Ides of March right now. You know, I took President Trump to the metaphorical woodshed yesterday. And I didn't do it because I don't support the president. I didn't do it to get brownie points with Hillary Clinton. I did it because he's not defending the First Amendment. He's not standing up against big cartels of big tech openly involved in organized racketeering against nationalists, against Christians, against conservatives, against Second Amendment groups, veterans groups, hunting, fishing groups, you name it. There is a reign of terror going on. And the president's saying, well, just be well-behaved. We've got to be better than the Democrats. That does cut it. So I'll talk more about that coming up in the next segment. And we've got the latest AOC behavior, where she's the gift that just keeps on giving until you realize the Democrats love all this BS. How socialism and communism are great, and how banks financing anything is inherently evil. We're going to be playing all this coming up in the next few segments. But first, let me get into President Trump yesterday. I'll play his comments here in a moment. Grounding the Boeing new generation of 737s, the MAX 8 and the MAX 9. And crazily enough, we're going to roll some of the B-roll here in a moment. For TV viewers, I flew back to the United States yesterday, and I'm on the plane looking at the internet on my phone as the president grounds the aircraft. And I look up, and it's got on the computer screen right there with the in-flight announcements that I'm on a MAX 737-800, which I guess is the same as an 8 or 9. The point is, as I said, is this the plane that's just been grounded? And they said, yes, but don't worry. The pilots say that it's just a autopilot problem and that they're not training these third world companies in Africa and in Asia, and that all they got to do is hit two buttons and the autopilot's off, that if they don't think the plane's going fast enough, the robot, the computer, basically starts putting the nose down. And then if pilots fight it, they can't fight it, it'll take you all the way down. And it tends to happen on takeoff at a certain point if the plane slows. I go, wow, how do you know all this? And he goes, well, I'm actually a pilot in private life working towards my commercial license. So then later I had a chance, once we got off the plane, real quick to talk to the pilot. He confirmed all that. But while I'm on the couple-hour flight back to the U.S., I'm reading all the articles confirming that there's all these federal registry complaints and all these admissions by pilots that it's the autopilot and that it's super dangerous that even U.S. carriers didn't teach them in the last year when these planes rolled out that when the autopilot glitches with a bad sensor, you just turn the autopilot off. So pilots have all talked and figured this out. So when this happened 5-6 days ago, I already knew, I bet it's autopilot. Because pilots are complaining that new pilots especially don't know how to fly planes. They may get their license, go through their hours, get trained, do simulators, do regional carriers, finally get on a big jet. Well, then a few years of flying around on these big jets with autopilot that's so incredibly good. You ever wonder why landings are so much smoother than they used to be? Remember when you were a kid or even a teenager, if you're older like I am, 45, 50, 60, 70? Remember like even on sunny days, clear, I mean, boom, boom, boom. You ever wonder why it's just so damn smooth when you come in? Like, it's because the autopilot is amazing. It's the same autopilot they had in the 80s that could shoot cruise missiles down people's chimneys or through their windows. But what happens when it messes up and the humans don't know what to do? And so a lot of pilots have pointed out this is criminal negligence, that the manuals do not tell people what to do when this happens. So sure, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, things like Qantas, things, you know, top brand, things like Virgin, things like British Airways, Southwest has good pilots. They've all been taught about this workaround, this glitch in the autopilot sensor. But I made some calls when this first happened 5 days ago. People were like, oh, it's the autopilot. I called some pilots. And then sure enough, for a show up in the news, but still the media is actually like, well, is it autopilot? So the problem is the autopilot. We all know what's doing it. You just have to put the pilots through a training regimen that if the plane is slowing down on takeoff, you know, at 6, 7, 8,000 feet, because you're ascending, if the plane thinks it's going too slow, it doesn't want to stall out, the computer drops the nose. Pilots start fighting that, the computer overrides, you're dead. And the pilots don't even know that it's an autopilot problem. Which, again, you go back 40-something years ago, Texas Instruments comes out with a calculator. Before then, everybody knew how to do arithmetic. The average person could do any type of algebra, any type of other equations you needed. Hell, I was pretty good because they wouldn't let us back in high school use calculators. I was okay at math. Nowadays, I don't know the first thing about math. I use a calculator. And again, the machines are making us weak. I'm not against the machines. It's just they're making us weak. And we always need a human there that knows how to run it if the machine doesn't. That keeps humans in the equation. And that's what I trust. And you take Trump had a great tweet on this. And we can pull it up. But he basically said, I believe in humans involved, not some Einstein, you know, program computer that could have a glitch. Because we all know sometimes your car stalls out and you've got the power steering, and you may be strong, you can't control that car. That's scary. I like the old-fashioned cars where if you ran out of gas or things stalled, you were controlling the wheel. And it's the same thing. Humans are being removed from the equation. Self-driving cars, self-flying airplanes, algorithms, all the dinners that, you know, cook themselves, and so nobody knows how to cook a meal. We're losing our humanity, and it's fulfilling to garden. It's fulfilling to cook pasta or cook chicken or steaks. It's fulfilling to do carpentry. We're meant to build things. We built the machines. Let's not let the machines take over our lives. But the big takeaway is there's a debate. 5, 6, how many days is it into this now? What caused it? Who knows? Ground all the planes. It's the same old 737 badass airframe. Big, juicy engines. Great avionics. The best equipment ever. But there's a glitch in the sensor. And the pilots are in the Federal Register for a year all over the U.S. and the world saying the autopilot's got a glitch. We have to play dumb, kill Boeing stock by 30% instead of fixing the bug. Insanity. Let's go to the president laying the grounding out from yesterday. Here it is.
I'm going to make an announcement very shortly regarding the new information and physical evidence that we've received from the site and from other locations and through a couple of other complaints. We've had a very, very detailed group of people working on the 737-8 and the 737-9 new airplanes. We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line. I've spoken to Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation, Dan Elwell, Acting Administrator of the FAA, and to Dennis Muilenburg, CEO of Boeing, and they'll be available shortly after our conference today. They are all in agreement with the action. Any plane currently in the air will go to its destination and thereafter be grounded until further notice. So planes that are in the air will be grounded if they're the 737 MAX, will be grounded upon landing at the destination.
Let's stop right there. The craziness is, again, yesterday, I've got video. We just B-rolled it for TV viewers. I'm literally on the tarmac. They close the door. They have this big discussion. We stay on the tarmac 30 minutes longer than we're supposed to. And then I start talking as I'm in the front row to the flight attendants, and they go, well, Trump just announced minutes ago, and so we're deciding if we're going to take off. They were all flustered, and the guy's like, God, I wonder if I'm going to get to go to that party tonight in Austin. So that's how I was getting all this inside baseball and then talk to the pilot, because there was like 20, 30 minutes of not sure. And it was like, no, go to your destination. So they kind of took off to Austin. But that's how crazy this has gotten when the pilots fly the planes. Trust them and the engineers. It's a sensor problem with the autopilot. And that's all that's happening. And all you've got to do is tell the pilots, especially in third world countries that don't do their research, I guess, read the damn manual. Turn off the frickin' autopilot. Fly the plane. Humans, remember those people?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So I want to get into AOC and some of her crazy behavior that takes the cake so far. We can't snicker too much because there's a very, very dark, stinking, rotting underbelly to this. Where those of us that are informed and involved see what a joke she is, but for those that aren't, they're buying the BS. They are buying the baloney big time. First off, you know, I was reading some of the comments on InfoWars.com yesterday and today on a video report I did for InfoWars.com dealing with the fact that President Trump, here let me pull up the exact headline, Alex Jones, Trump's betrayal of American rights, heartbreaking. And then I read the massive amount of comments, and about half of them were saying, oh, you think you're going to get arrested like Roger Stone, so now you're throwing Trump under the bus. And the other half were like, no, Trump's a total traitor snake, and Jones is right to go after him. Thank God Jones is finally doing it. Well, you're both wrong. Trump's pragmatic. Trump's pro-America. Trump's doing a lot of great things. But his belief that he can't go after the racketeering combines of big tech who've been caught red-handed censoring us, and the fact that he's saying he's probably not going to do anything and we all just better behave ourselves and maybe we'll still be left on the internet, that makes me see red. And so talking to people that are close to the president, they say, listen, he's surrounded by neocons, BSing him. The only way you get his attention is getting very upset and very angry at him, like Tucker Carlson and others have done. And so that's what I'm doing. I thank God every day he's the president versus Hillary Clinton. But when I watch all the proof of them big tech lying to Congress, and I watch all the proof of the censorship, and I experience it, and I see it expanding against everybody, it makes me get really, 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 really upset. So no, it's not that Trump's a snake in the grass and he's this evil operative out to get us. Now, the globalists legitimately want him out. And it's not that I'm a bad guy now who wants to be left alone by Hillary and the deep state, so I'm turning against Trump. That's not what's happening. This audience, myself, all of you got Trump elected. We're the Americana movement. Nationalism is exploding worldwide. We're the wave that Trump rode in on. And I want Trump with his executive power and the president to take action. I love Trump. But then I really hate some of his actions. It's a love-hate relationship. So Trump's good. But if you go read the Breitbart interview, it's up on InfoWars.com yesterday. Maybe I can pull it up today. It's already scrolled off, but it was something like a headline. We'll try to pull it up. Trump says, be well-behaved, be really good. Oh, like Franklin Graham getting taken off Facebook or all the rest of it. You know what gets taken off? Effective, truthful, well-done stuff, like Prager University. Oh, can Prager, who comes off like a school counselor, very well-spoken, very genteel, you can't get more G-rated, more friendly, more nice, more gregarious. Can he be better behaved, El Presidente? So that's all I'm saying, is that it's really starting to get to me. And first we heard about executive orders a year ago and all these actions, and then none of those happened. And then we heard, well, it'll be on the platform for 2020. And now it's not. And I'll tell you why. Not that Trump's taking lobbyist money. He's fired almost all the lobbyists. But still, Fox News, the establishment, they see big, powerful websites like InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com or DailyCaller.com Breitbart.com, they see those as competition to campaign dollars. Well, I don't take advertising. Some of the radio stations I'm on, the radio network I'm on do, but I don't take money from political advertising. In my whole history, I think a few times back when we took advertising, a few local candidates for like state reps slipped through in like Oklahoma or something. Less than 0.1% of 1% of our money's been political money, is my point. For average talk radio, upwards of half their money in election years, political money. So we don't do that. We don't take political money. We don't take any of it. I mean, if our work was a white tablecloth, you might find one little tiny brown spot the size of a freckle where we took political money. And I'm not saying it's bad to take money to run political ads. I'm not judging stations that do that. I'm saying that's not who we are, but that's the big secret. The rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, good day, is that the Karl Roves of the world that bring in hundreds of millions of dollars in off-year elections, and even more during general elections, they want it all to Sinclair and all to Fox News and all to that. We're not even trying to get that money. But there are thousands of PACs that are very effective that are raising millions of dollars and that are running ads and that are effective. And that scares the old, not that old people are bad, but in this case, their old thinking, old political establishment. So there's a perfect storm of dying corporate media, dying leftist media, authoritarian colleges that are so corrupt with worthless degrees collapsing, governments that are corrupt and collapsing, not just here but all over the world, China financing anti-free speech movements, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond. And so they just say, shut it all down. And the final little ingredient is the PR firms, the lobbyists, the ad agencies that make billions. About $4 billion on a general election, about $2 billion on an off-year election. And they're making all that money. And the mere fact that it embarrasses them that grassroots websites and grassroots talk shows will have viral videos, not that we even put out. Everybody puts them out. You'll go look at the top 10 viral videos during an election, and 9 of them are mom-and-pop PACs or groups that aren't even PACs. And that's why they want everybody shut down. And that's why they say Drudge Report, InfoWars are political, and the Federal Elections Commission. Because when we say we're pro-gun or we're pro-life or we support President Trump or we support this congressman or this congresswoman, they know that's politically getting them elected. It's not political money. It's not even political speech. It's our free speech. But they're trying to convolute all of that together to then shut us down. So the final equation is Fox News and all these people, they don't want political competition. They want to be the only game in town. And they'd rather Trump lose the election or America go down the tubes if they can ride us going down for another decade. And it really is treason. It really is disgusting. And so whether Trump's getting bad advice or whether he's been compromised, whatever the case is, the biggest sterling issue, even bigger than the border, is free speech in this country and the fact that President Trump is dead in the water, letting us twist in the wind, and basically said, I'm not coming to your aid, get used to it. Green light Facebook, green light Google, green light Twitter, green light YouTube, green light everybody. You shut down whoever you want and you do it. You organize yourselves and you lie to Congress and I'm not going to do a damn thing. Sure, he says in the interview, they're doing it. They lied. But you know what? Bend over and enjoy it and behave yourself with Stockholm Syndrome. Maybe we'll leave you alone. That really freaks me out. And so I'm saying put pressure on Trump as citizen activist, as citizen lobbyist for free speech to stop it and say, no, you try red flag laws and take our guns without due process. That's a done deal, too. Trump needs to know, hey, listen here. You're not our pimp. We're not your hoes. We don't just do whatever you want. You got that, Jack? Now get ready, Trump.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, while we laugh at the evil, obviously demonically possessed archives of the, what I believe is methamphetamine addict AOC, while we laugh, remember, our school children in accredited private schools and public schools, in about 78% of schools in the U.S., are being taught exactly what AOC is spewing. So we can sit there and laugh at her as an extremist, but the communists, the socialists have killed 200 plus million people last century, a good 10 million plus people this century, and they mean business. So when you hear her say capitalism is irredeemable, that's a quote, or America's garbage, we're going to play this quote, you're thinking, well, this is insanity. Well, sure, she's a low IQ, probably 75 IQ, clearly, in my view, drug addict, meth head puppet. Will be thrown away later. But it's her job to introduce all these poisonous, carcinogen-laced lies to the public, because you've got all these big polls. Another one came out earlier this week, but you've got Gallup polls and others all saying between 49 and 55%, depending on the poll, but roughly half, of millennials and Generation Z, so that's people under about 33, 34, they want communism or socialism. They believe in a free lunch. Now, sure, the system we have is crony capitalism and combines and groups rigging things, but they're rigging and siphoning off a big, powerful free market juggernaut. And they're weakening it, but still, it's light years better, obviously, than communism or socialism. Take our once great medicine. In the 1960s, we had the very best medicine in the world. Then we made it mandatory, put government spending behind it, ballooned the amount of cost, and now it's falling apart. It's the same thing with education. We had some of the best education in the world, but then all of these corporate groups and hospital groups got behind subsidizing health care. They put more money behind it, drove up prices, lowered quality. So it's the same story over and over again. And sure, you've got the clearly elected president of Venezuela inviting her down. And she said, hell no, I'm not coming down there. Because while the average Venezuelan fights for their life to eat garbage, it's eat garbage or die. In socialist countries, you eat garbage or die. She knows she's part of the ruling elite, wearing $3,000, $5,000 outfits, $1,000 shoes, flying around in helicopters and private jets, driving, you know, $100,000 SUVs. That's for you to not have a car. That's for you to not have air conditioning. Like when Obama went to Africa and said, you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioning. That's for you, not for him. He's part of the ruling class. So I wanted to play some of these clips, and remember, they all dovetail with people like Governor Cuomo in New York saying America was never great and will never be that great, because they're conquering America. They don't want it to succeed. They want it to fail because they want to loot it. It's elementary, my dear Watson. And look, I know you know that. You're laughing at her, but don't laugh. Because she's winning because you're not involved in the schools. I'm not involved in the schools. We're not out there up front saying no to these monsters. We're letting wild-eyed demons run our lives. So what does it say about us? If she's so weak, if she's so laughable, if she's so pathetic, then who are we? Well, we're the slave of AOC. We're AOC's bitch. She's our pimp. So here's AOC in Austin just a few days ago calling America garbage. Well, then get the hell out, sister. Here it is.
I think all of these things sound radical compared to where we are, but where we are is not a good thing. And this idea of like 10% better from garbage, it shouldn't be what we settle for. It's like this, like, it feels like moderate is not a stance. It's just an attitude toward life of like,
well, don't hold back. Tell me how you really feel about incrementalism.
So America's garbage on its trajectory, and since socialism took over, it's been going down. But she's claiming everybody wants to get here because we're garbage. And clearly, she looks like she's on hardcore drugs. If you're a radio listener, you don't see it. I mean, she is circling the toilet bowl fast. You know, she's committed all these Federal Elections Commission crimes, stolen millions, cut and dry. But, hey, don't hold your breath, though. Remember, Pelosi can engage in crime. Maxine Waters can engage in crime. Hillary can have her foundation steal billions. It's okay, because the Justice Department works for them. Look at all the Strzok testimony, all the Page testimony that's come out proving everything. It was all a witch hunt, all political. But it's not getting any coverage except for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Which is why they want to shut down. And then the president won't defend us. He says, hey, be censored. Learn to bend over and have your rights taken. I don't want the internet defending me. Okay, Trump, great. Whatever. God, what a nightmare. Unbelievable. So here's another one. AOC slams capitalism. Let's listen to this jewel and then the really big one's coming up.
The tough part about this, about, like, is capitalism redeemable, et cetera, is that it's hard to have these conversations, I think, as a society, because we all have different ideas of what just in the public imagination, there are different ideas of what does capitalism mean, what does socialism mean, etc. But for me, when I think about what those definitions are, capitalism is an ideology of capital. It puts capital, the most important thing is the concentration of capital, and it means that we seek and prioritize profit and the accumulation of money above all else, and we seek it at any human and environmental cost. That is what that means. And to me, that ideology is not sustainable and cannot be redeemed.
No, that's not what, quote, capitalism is. Meanwhile, you have these crony fascist systems that work with the communists and others that ruin the environment like no other, and you'll never hear her criticize China. You'll never hear her criticize Venezuela. They're the most exploitive groups in the world. Now, here's an incredible exchange. She reaches next-level dumbness when she's talking to the head of Wells Fargo and blaming them for loans they give people. So if I loan you money for a truck and you run somebody over, it's my fault. This is just next level how she's extending guilt to everyone but her. Everyone's guilty but her. Here it is.
Why was the bank involved in the caging of children and financing the caging of children to begin with?
I don't know how to answer that question because we weren't.
So in finance, you were financing and involved in debt financing of CoreCivic and Geo Group, correct?
For a period of time, we were involved in financing one of the firms. We're not anymore, and the other. I'm not familiar with the specific assertion that you're making that we weren't directly involved in that.
Okay. So these companies run private detention facilities run by ICE, which is involved in caging children. But I'll move on. Mr. Sloan, Wells Fargo was also
Back it up, because we're going to go to the next segment with this. You just heard her. Wells Fargo has been involved financing U.S. government projects where they use private contractors to build emergency centers for the collapsing third world into our country. I mean, folks, if you stay one day extra in Mexico, they come arrest you at your hotel. Oh, but my God, if Mexico's collapsing into us, the rest of Latin America, he's not supposed to be able to then give financing to the construction companies that go get U.S. government bids. A company gets a U.S. government bid, and they get the contract. They go, we have a U.S. government contract. We're a legitimate company, been in business for 30, 40 years. We have A++ you know, rating. We now need, whatever the case is, $10 million, $30 million, whatever the project is, from Wells Fargo to build it as the government contract comes in the next three phases. She's now saying, you put kids in cages, and you know where that goes. It was Obama, before they built all the emergency centers, who started the collapse of Latin America to flood us with the UN, who put kids in cages. It wasn't even Trump. They've now built nicer facilities. But it's lie on top of lie on top of lie on top of lie. Man, I tell you, these people don't know how business works. If I got a contract to do a government contract, you don't get paid right away. You've got to go borrow the money on the contract. And they're saying that he put kids in cages. I mean, she's an economic terrorist. She's clearly a meth head. But she represents the Democratic soul.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tanto cuore terra, si dirà di questo sedi, su questo amici, cuore terra, su tra i preferiti.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You ever notice that Hillary Clinton, Michael Moore, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Joe Biden, all the usual suspects, George Soros, they're never worried about pipelines in China. They're never worried about pipelines in the Middle East. They're never worried about pipelines in Africa to the Chi-Com ships. They're never worried about Mexican pipelines or Argentinian pipelines or South African pipelines or Russian pipelines. Well, that's not true. They actually went war with the Russians trying to build pipelines to Europe. They don't want Canada, with all its oil and all its cash, bringing in that energy instead of it coming in out of Saudi Arabia at half the cost to Americans. The average Canadian oil and gas comes in at around half the price. And free marketers are like, hey, let's lower our prices. Let's be energy competitive. And America's not worried about cheap Canadian oil and gas, but she, Warren Buffett and David Rockefeller before he died, and if you look it up, people like George Soros, they control the trains that take the oil and gas out of Canada, and most of it goes to Canada's west coast. And it's loaded on super tankers and taken to China and Japan. So, see, they don't want Canada to start transshipping out of the Gulf of Mexico to all of the world, including Europe. Because you can go through the Gulf to the Atlantic just as quickly to Europe as you can go across to Asia. And if you go look at the congressional battles, what really goes on, it's all about Canada selling us cheap oil and gas that we add to what we're producing in Texas, more than Saudi Arabia now, by the way. The United States produces more than Saudi Arabia. We're now the energy leader. It's about teaming up with Canada and dominating the world, selling the cheapest oil and gas, which, by the way, totally screws Russia. So what Trump's been doing is very pro-America and very aggressive. Think that makes old Pooty Poot happy? But the Democrats and others, they've got that deal. They are trying to stop four different pipelines coming down from Canada and the U.S. Those pipelines are totally safe compared to anything else out there. But they don't want the Arctic refuge that Trump just opened up. It's got more oil than Saudi Arabia on record. And it's sweet crude, super clean burning. Who do you think does all these anti-oil movies in the U.S.? The Saudis. Nothing against the Saudis. Okay, great. We're going to produce our own oil. We're going to work with Canada. They're trying to block it. So let me go back to AOC. AOC is busy blaming Wells Fargo when private companies get the contracts to build ICE emergency centers. It's a year, two, three-year contract. The government doesn't just give a contractor all the money. They'd be idiots if they did. You'd be an idiot if you did. You have a contractor 20% up front for the material. Once they go through projects in your contract, usually in thirds, you pay them off if you're smart. She's pissed that Wells Fargo gives contractors money who get U.S. contracts to build their facilities. Then she segues, only like AOC can do, into just how evil it is that they're involved financing gas and oil pipelines in North America. Imagine the evil. This woman's house is heated with it. She drives around in SUVs. She flies around on private jets. She swindles millions from people. She lives like a frickin' king. And she's going to tell you how bad America is having infrastructure because globalism is about de-industrializing North America. And for all Trump's crimes and tying his hands behind his back and ours with allowing the censorship, he's light years better than Hillary. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to come after him. No. It's kind of like your wife. You love him to death, but if you catch him cheating on you, you're going to get really upset, right? I mean, I don't know what the hell Trump's doing. We should do a whole show just asking, what do you think he's doing? What do we do? Sorry. They're now making rumblings about red flag laws where there's no law. They can just take your guns with no law. I mean, I'm going to divorce Trump at that point, aren't you? And I don't want it to happen. I'm like, hey, gee, don't punch me in the nose or I'm going to punch you back. It's not like I'm looking for trouble here. I'm digressing. Can we go to the real problem, AOC? Here it is.
So in finance, you were financing and involved in debt financing of CoreCivic and Geo Group, correct?
For a period of time, we were involved in financing one of the firms. We're not anymore, and the other. I'm not familiar with the specific assertion that you're making, but we weren't directly involved in that.
Okay, so these companies run private detention facilities run by ICE, which is involved in caging children. But I'll move on. Mr. Sloan, Wells Fargo was also...
Yeah, they finance them, and their private facilities is cheaper, but they're staffed with federal agents. Again, let's continue.
Mr. Sloan, Wells Fargo was also an investor, a major investor in the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL pipelines. They were prime investors and lenders to companies building these pipelines in defiance of Standing Rock Sioux's treaty rights to protect its water and sacred lands. They warned early on, the Lakota Sioux warned early on that the pipeline was unstable and bound to leak. Despite that, it was built anyway, and it has leaked at least five times. And the Keystone XL in particular
If they're doing a repair job on a piece of pipe and two drops hit the ground, they got to fill a report out that two drops of oil hit the ground. I mean, this is a literal joke. Continue.
The Keystone XL in particular had one leak that leaked 210,000 gallons across South Dakota. Since Wells Fargo financed the building of this pipeline in an environmentally unstable way, Why shouldn't the bank be held responsible for financing the cleanup of the disasters from these projects?
Which pipeline are you referring to?
Either. You know,
so we were not involved in the financing of the XL pipeline.
No, and back it up. Here's the thing. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. I remember when that came out, there was the potential that that much was being sent to the line when it happened. It turned out it was a media hoax. Thousands of gallons were not released. That's what I'm talking about. It's just... Plus, none of this is perfect. This is an industrial world, lady. Say something about China, you meth witch. It's just where their rivers light on fire, and they have human-animal clones, and they have to wear masks, and they have no environmental standards. But no, you just keep bitching and bitching because it's your job to stop this country because you're an anti-American person that said our country is garbage. No, you are a bug-eyed demon witch. You look like a meth head. You look like a crack whore. But you're the new congresswoman. Somalis that hate Americans and you. And we're supposed to bend over and bow. I'm not bowing, you meth-snorting monster. Sorry, let's go back to her.
Which pipeline are you referring to?
Either. You know.
So we were not involved in the financing of the XL pipeline. We were one of the 17 or 19 banks that was involved in the financing of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Okay, so Wells Fargo hasn't financed any company associated with the Keystone XL pipeline?
No, I didn't say that. I said we're not involved in financing that pipeline specifically.
Okay, so let's focus on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Should Wells Fargo be held responsible for the damages incurred by climate change due to the financing of fossil fuels and these projects?
I don't know how you'd calculate that, Congresswoman.
Say from spills or when we have to reinvest in infrastructure building seawalls from the erosion of infrastructure or cleanups, wildfires, etc.
Related to that pipeline, I'm not aware that there's been any of what you described that's occurred related
how about,
to that.
There's no coastline in the Dakotas. I'm telling you, let's just continue.
Dakota Access Pipeline.
I'm not aware of the leaks associated with the Dakota Access Pipeline that you're describing.
So hypothetically, if there was a leak from the Dakota Access Pipeline, why shouldn't Wells Fargo pay for the cleanup of it since it paid for the construction of the pipeline itself?
Because we don't operate the pipeline. We provide financing to the company that's operating the pipeline. Our responsibility is to ensure that at the time that we make that loan, that customer, and we have a group of people in Wells Fargo, including an environmental oversight group, headed by one of my colleagues who used
that's
to...
That's right, pause. I forgot to point out, the particular one they're talking about hasn't been built yet. That's what I'm saying. She's announcing oil pipeline spills that didn't take place. Let's continue.
So one question. Why did Wells Fargo finance this pipeline when it was widely seen to be environmentally unstable?
Again, the reason that we were one of the 17 or 19 banks that financed that is because our team reviewed the environmental impact and we concluded that it was a risk that we were willing to take.
Yeah, because they just say we can't have pipelines, but everybody else can. I mean, it's just insane. We'll be back with the fourth hour. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today. Infowars.com, the dreaded beacon of truth.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know the